So let's talk about being blessed by God as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. See, those of us who have surrendered our lives to God have done so to be blessed by God. Blessing from God are numerous. It covers generations. See, God's blessing is for those who have a fear and love of God in their hearts. Receiving blessing from God requires something from us to receive. And if we work on our salvation, we come to understand how the love of God works and how we are to fear the Lord and walk in His ways. See, God will see us as a faithful follower of His Son, Christ Jesus, and through our faith, we will be blessed by God. And for us to take in the Lord's blessings, we have to be willing to do as the Lord requires. See, Abraham would not have been blessed if he did not follow God's instructions. The Lord told Abraham to leave his country and go where God has prepared a place for him. And in doing so, Abraham became a great nation. See, God blessed him and made his name great. Isn't that awesome how God wants to bless you and I? If we just do his will, if we're just willing to follow God. See, if we remain as a people of God, He will bless us with blessings from heaven. Scripture says, our blessings will be greater than the blessings of ancient times. Our bounty will be greater than that of age-old hills. God wants to bless us. But we must understand, God is not a human that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. When the Lord promised to bless, He will act upon our lives. He will always fulfill His promises. The Lord will bless those who are faithful in His word and follow His Son, Christ Jesus. And if you and I have fully obeyed the Lord, carefully followed His commandments, the Lord will set us high above others. All the blessings of God will be upon us and accompany us as we obey God and follow in His ways. See, granted us blessings, God set before us life and death. Blessings and curses. And we must choose life so we and our children may make it through. So we will be blessed if we love the Lord our God and listen to His voice and hold fast to His word. We will be blessed because God is our life and He's given us many years. God's blessings is great. Through the Lord we have victory, for His glory is great. The Lord bestows upon us His splendor and His majesty. The Lord will grant us blessings and make us glad and with joy in His presence. And see, if we want the blessings of God, if we want God to come into our life, then we must follow the Lord. See, if we want the blessings of God, it's more than we can ever ask, more than we can ever need in our life. Thank you, Lord. Go with me to Psalms chapter 21, verses 5 through 6. God's blessings are greater than the things we want to possess. His blessings extend beyond this life. Psalm chapter 21, verses 5 to 6 says, "And through the victories you gave, His glory is great. You have bestowed upon Him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted Him eternal blessings and made Him great with the joy of your presence." See, God's blessing provides strength for His people. It's a fortress of salvation for His anointed ones. And it saves the lost. The Lord's blessings give us an inheritance. See, the Lord will be our shepherd and carry us forever, watching over us and guiding us. See, that the Lord's blessings are great and awesome. You and I have to see this. We don't need to be trying to bless ourselves. God has great blessings for you. So the blessings of God crowns the head of the righteous. But the violent will overwhelm the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing for years to come, but the name of the wicked will be forgotten. And as we walk by faith, see God with all our hearts, we'll be blessed by God. If we keep our eyes on the prize. See, God's blessings started with one group of people. And then it spread and covered all who come to believe in God's one and only Son. Gentiles came to believe in Christ Jesus and have faith in God and has a share in the blessings of God. This share is the same spiritual blessing of those of the Jews. See, God the Father, through His Son, Christ Jesus, wants to bless His people. God wants to bless us in the heavenly realms with spiritual blessings in Christ. We were chosen before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. Children who are loved and blessed by God. See, God's blessings are greater than you and I can imagine. It's like a child who asks their parents for something they desire, but because of their good behavior and how they obey the will of their parents, they are blessed much more than they ask. God's blessings are greater than you and I can ever imagine. Anything you and I can ever perceive, God's blessings are greater. It doesn't cover just possessions. See, God's blessings covers our health. See, God's blessings covers our future. In Christ Jesus are all the blessings of God. And if you and I want to receive blessings of God, then we have to be generous in our giving, doing it without having a grudging heart. The Lord will bless our work and everything we do. There will always be poor among us. Therefore, the Lord commands us to be open-handed toward our brothers and sisters who are in need, so we are blessed by God. To receive blessings from God, we have to obey the Lord, doing everything the Lord commands us to do. Then the Lord will look down from heaven and bless us and pour upon us. God's promises an oath to provide for His people, to give us a land flowing with milk and honey, to show His people favor. And you and I have to live right to receive blessings from God. See, if we want to receive blessings from God, if we want God to open up the heavens and open up His storehouse of bounty, to send rain and bless the work of our hands, then we need to be a faithful follower of Christ Jesus. See, the Lord wants to bless us. He wants to lend us to lend to many nations and borrow from none. The Lord wants us to be ahead and not the tail. We need to see God's blessing and stop trying to bless ourselves through the work of our own hands. See, if we want to receive blessing from God, we must have the regard for the weak so the Lord will protect us and not surrender us to those who come against us. If we obey the Lord, He will sustain us. He will restore us when we become sick. He will show us favor in our time of need. Help us, Jesus. Bless those, God, who are seeking You. Bless those, God, who surrender their life to You. Bless those who have followed Your word and continue to allow Your word and Your spirit and Your Son to change their walk and change how they are. Go with me to Psalms chapter 41, verses 1 to 3. To receive blessing from God, we have to submit ourselves to God's will. So He will sustain us and bless us during our times. Psalm chapter 41, verses 1 to 3 says, "Blessed is he who has regard for the weak, for the Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him from and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of those of his foes." See, the Lord will sustain him from the sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. That's the blessings of God. God promised you, and if you and I will walk right, if you and I will follow and do God's word and follow what God has taught us and stop trying to do our own thing, God said you and I will see blessings poured out on our lives. Good times and bad times, you and I will be blessed by God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it because we are blessed by God. See, the Lord will bless us and grant us success if we walk right before Him. Let us work to remain in the Lord's will so we receive God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. God will bless us because we have been set apart and we do the will of God. We're blessed when we receive Christ Jesus into our hearts. We're blessed when we believe Jesus is the Son of God. We're blessed because we believe God raised Christ from the dead and gave Him the holy blessings and promises of God for God's people. We're blessed when we receive that God is able. God has made a way for us to receive blessings through Christ Jesus, to be heirs in the promises of God found in His Son. And through Christ, we become offsprings who are blessed by God. See, when God raises up a servant, He sends him out to be a blessing to others, turning others from the wicked ways. See, the Lord God receives us into his presence. We receive God's blessing because we are joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. We share with God's people in need and patiently and be hospitality toward others because God has blessed us. We receive God's blessing because we bless those who persecute us. We bless those who curse us. We rejoice when others find the Lord, and we mourn when our brothers and sisters suffer. All day long, our hearts are open to the work of God and the movement of His Spirit. We are blessed. We know how to handle the blessings from God. We are blessed because we work hard with our hands. When we're cursed, we're blessed. When we're persecuted, we endure. When we're slandered, we're kind. We know from whom we receive it. It's not from the world, it's from God. We're blessed by God. So we know how to walk in the blessings of the Lord. To be weak, we become weak. We become all things to all people, like the Apostle Paul, so by all possible means others may be saved. We do all these things for the sake of the gospel, so we may have a share in the blessings of God through Christ Jesus. See, we want God's blessings. We don't want God to bless our plans. We want God to bless His plan for our lives. We want blessings from God, promised from Abraham. Blessing God, He gave him because He swore by His name. These are the blessings we want to receive. God says, I will surely bless you and your descendants as we patiently wait to receive the promise of God in our lives. See, we want to be blessed by God, by nothing else, by no one else. We want the blessings to flow from heaven, not from any other place. See, the Lord sets before us life and prosperity, death and destruction. And God commands us to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments so we can live and have increase. And the Lord will bless us and allow us to enter in if we remain faithful. We're blessed by God because He is our Savior. His words are trustworthy. His promises are good. We ask the Lord to bless our house so we can continue in His sight. So if we live right before the Lord, He will bless us. His blessing would flow from generation to generation for those who love Him. See, we want all the blessings of God. We want to be able to take refuge in the Lord and be glad and sing with joy. We want to be blessed by God so the Lord will spread His protection over us. We want to be loved by the Lord so we rejoice in our hearts. The Lord's blessings the righteous. He sustains us. He surrounds us with favor. We're blessed by God. He is generous to us. He makes His face shine upon us. See, the Lord blesses us so we know Him and experience His salvation in our life. The Lord remembers all the good that we have done. All the blessings that we have handled properly. See, those who fear the Lord will be blessed. God will grant us increase, for we are His children. Let us be blessed by the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. See, we who fear God, those who walk in the ways of God are blessed. Prosperity is ours. Our spouses will be fruitful of vine. Our children will be blessed. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Go with me to Psalm chapter 128, verses 1 to 5. God blesses those who fear Him, those who love Him. Blessed are those who come to know the Lord for themselves, who start feeling the blessings and the honor and the glory of God in their lives. Psalm chapter 128, verses 1 to 5 says, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. You will eat from the fruit of your labor. Blessing and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. God says, I will bless you. The Lord will send showers and seasons. Blessings will pour down from heaven. Trees in the ground will yield His crop. You will know it's the Lord who broke the yoke that bound you. It was the Lord who rescued you from those who seek to harm you. You truly are blessed by God. Blessings from heaven are not like anything you and I can obtain in this life. When God sent his son into the world, he also encapsulated all the blessings in Christ Jesus. Being blessed by God requires us to have a fear of God and a willingness to live by his word and follow his son. God will not hold back anything from us. He will bless us. He will pour down into our lives. He will show us favor. God will extend our life. He will walk with us and teach us and bless us all the days of our life. God's blessings come when we keep God's commandments, when we endure patiently. God will keep us from the hour of our trial that is coming upon the whole world to test those who live on this earth. God's blessings is not just for now, but it's also for the life to come. The Lord says that he is coming soon. His reward is with him. He will give it to everyone according to what they have done. See, he is the Alpha and the Omega. All blessings come from God. He is the first and the last. See, all blessings come from God. He is the beginning and the end. All blessings from God. And within Christ Jesus is all the blessings of God. Praise God. We try to live without the Lord, trying to bless ourselves. But without God, you and I can't be blessed. There's nothing in us that allows us to be a blessing to ourselves or to anyone else. We must seek the Lord. We must have faith in Christ Jesus. We must believe in God the Father. Praise the Lord. We were thirsty. We were tired. And then the Lord showed us favor and blessed our soul. Thank you, Lord. We need God's blessing. Not blessings that you and I spend our time, hours, day after day, week after week, blessing ourselves. We need God's blessing, which lasts forever. And to receive, we must have fear of God and obey his commandments. We want to see blessings that were planned from the day we was conceived. See, God wants to bless his people, but who's willing to receive the blessing from God God's way? God's blessings are great and awesome and numerous, too many for you and I to count, too many of us for us to take upon ourselves. And we don't want to miss the blessings of God in our lives, trying to carry out and do stuff our own ways and follow somebody else in this world. You and I got to follow Jesus. We want the promises and the blessings of God to be bestowed on our life, on our children, and on our family. We want the blessings of God more than anything else in this world. We want God to see us and show us favor and cause increase in our lives because we live right before you, Lord. We turn from our wicked ways. We surrender ourselves over to you, Lord Jesus. We listen to your word, Father God. We put it in our hearts, God. We change our mind and our understanding, God. We clean up our thoughts and we clean up our hands, God, so we can receive. Bless us, God. See, in Christ, we can receive all the blessings of God. Blessings that cover us and our family. It covers our business. It covers our jobs. It covers everything we do. See, the blessings of God has no limits. It covers everything of a follower of Christ Jesus. It covers everything of a righteous person of God. Bless us, Lord. With all the good God wants us to do in our lives, Lord. We're praying, God. We're seeking you with all our hearts and our mind. We're changing our lives, God. We're asking you to order our steps, correct our path, straighten out our walk, God, because we know the blessings of God is more than anything you and I can ever receive in our lives. Bless us, Lord. Bless us with health that sustains us. Bless us, God, so we can do what pleases you. Bless us, Lord, so we can study your word and follow what you command us to do. Bless us, Lord, so we can take care of our families, Lord. Bless us, Lord, so we can take care of our children. Bless us, Lord, so we can be a blessing to others. Bless us, Lord, so we can help feed the homeless. Bless us, Lord, so we can take care of the weak. Bless us, Lord, so we can be a giver into your house, God. Bless us, God. Teach us how to handle the blessings of God so we don't do any wrong. So you can continue to bless us and cause us increase. Bless us, Lord, so we can praise your name. You, Lord, alone are glorious. thanks. In you, Lord Jesus, is all the blessings of the Father. Lord, we come to seek your face, to receive from you the blessings that you pour upon your people, because we do your will, God. We work hard with our hands. We don't cheat nobody. We don't try to get over on nobody. We're not trying to bless ourselves. We want the blessings of God. Bestow your blessings upon your people, God. Let them feel your presence and your love in their lives, God. Let them know they don't have to try to chase after it and try to work stuff out for themselves, because you've worked it already from the beginning of time. You have bestowed blessings upon them. You have a plan to bless them, God. Let us receive the blessings of God in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.